Psalms for Life Living, poems of power, beauty, and comfort. Written and read by poet D.N. Sutton on August 25, year 2000. The inscription in the book reads, quote, "For Pam, whose early inspiration and faithful heart led to this moment."
Springtime comes. Oh God, springtime comes. Out of your creation comes the sun, the green, the garden. So long the waiting, so deep the longing, so limited the knowing. Oh God, as the green wave breaks over your world, new insights cleansing old hates. May we baptize ourselves in your desires, be agents of your springtime. May we be lifted to your breast, filled to our brimming, bringing ourselves into the channels of your will. O people, be. People, sir, madam, boy, girl, child, are you non-entity, statistic, thing? Or do you have identity? Are you no one, nothing? Or is God in you, singing loudly in your veins? Is faith in you stronger than bland logic, sailing you out over the rooftops of self-doubt, swinging you into deep being? Oh, people, hear the inner melody. Grab onto the carousel of courage. Shout the dark down with your bright imaginings. Drink in deeply the energies of the universal. And know you are in God's design, you, uniquely you. O people, be. Call out to God in one another. Sense his fullness even in the smallest of all beings. And kicking the winter down, all together, tumble into springtime, a burst with joy. Winter no more. Spirit, take us. We who bathe in your essence, feed at your core. May we in this world move to your winds, drink deeply of your well. Not only later when the body leaves us, free falling in your splendor, but now, in this life, in this flesh, that we may live in wonder at your closeness, that each breath sing your being, each word shape your meaning, each move strengthen us, fledgling persons only now learning to fly into the dawn of your presence. Like blind bats waking from the cave of our own darkness, we blink, trembling at your unexpected light. Spirit, may we be under your hand, bringing in your springtime, winter no more. Homecoming. Friend, hear the springtime singing in the self, God's love outpouring into you. the cup of your body holding his essence, he runneth over in your veins. Friend, wanderer, all paths lead to one source. Look elsewhere no longer, for he is within, waiting for your homecoming. New Era. God of the galaxies, parent universal, leading us into your new era of commitment. No more can narrow valleys of dogma contain the torrents of your commandments. Earthquakes of change catapult us from mean huts of habit into the palace of the encompassing spirit. We have outrun our old wisdom. Now, newborn in fresh context of your closeness, rich veins of your divinity deep within ourselves, make your presence known within and without. God of the galaxies, wiping away ancient hates with new awareness, entrusting us with your springtime. Transform us, bewildered earth children, cousins all, into loving instruments of your takeover. I am your brook. Spirit, in you I know all, though I understand little. I breathe and am blessed. Think, and when I open my mouth, your words are spoken. You move my pen to write, my steps to walk. When I fear, you quiet me. In you is all protection, all shield. I yield my will, my substance, my person. You are my identity. In your strength, I now walk into the world. I, who am not brave, speak out against wrong, for I am sheathed in your purpose. I, who am not wise, lead others to your wisdom, blessing even those who hate, condemning no one, leading all into the arms of your requirement. I am your brook, and I will run joyfully to the rim of the oceans, that the hemispheres overflow with the surge of your springtime. Who will speak out? Where are the words? Where is the will? Where are the acts of love? Who will speak out for the only reality, God? Who knows the practical path in him? Who breathes his constant presence? Who serves his new dimension? Beloved friend, where are you? You are being called onto new paths where no one has yet walked. For the era of springtime comes to the earth, and you are its seed. God aloft. God aloft is within, cosmic, personal. God is by faith, by fact, scientific pathways revealing truths, reality mirroring deity. Human mind denies God's charity, yet sun and moon in orbit rise and set. Gravity confirmed, world defined. Our bodies, holding the holy water of life, perform. Dimensions measurable, precision remarkable, magically spelled out in the flesh, while impartially the universal time clock ticks away. God aloft, God within, God is I, God is they, God is all. Cousins, begin. How can we give thanks for the aliveness of life? Thirsting and the waters flow, hungering and the feast laid out. Need answered, call for love fulfilled. How express joy in completion, other than to sing it out, to share abundance with all beloveds of earth? How can we stand still while there are drums to beat, wild rivers of change to ford? How breathe without hosannas? Life is beautiful, and so must be death. God is, God is. Cousins, begin to love. For are we not all caught in His one lively net? The music, I am a sounding board. I hear tidal waves of music, as in some vast cathedral. I am the organ swelling in chords of magnitude I could not conceive myself. I rise out of body shell into winged power, see sunlight slanting color too vivid for mosaic, and the stained glass of emotion quivering in largest light. Why am I the vessel of such delight, that I taste fruits blessed and unforbidden, experience truth with stunning clarity, as though veils are rent? Why am I, O Spirit, lifted out of myself, enchanted in a way no doing of mine can explain? I sense the vastness of the cosmos, stand at the great door in the wall, and I hear, see, feel, know your nearness, thrilled, enthralled, utterly thine. One harbor. You are your own island, a place where sun and sea have meaning. Where nothing was, you are. Winds sweep in, tides swirl, seabirds find you. Living, you are a lighthouse on the uncertain coast. Being, others groping find passage. Standing, seemingly alone, you project strength, beam warmth. Unknowing, even to yourself, you bring in the lost to one harbor. Miracles. If you want miracles, seize them to your heart. Dreams live and burn until they are born of flesh. You are not hollow, an empty soul. You are not trapped unless you trap yourself. God bursts in you. His energy ignites. God blazes in you, and the fires that he lights will not go out. Go on. Illuminate the world with the beauty of the Spirit. You are God's child, his glory and his hope. You are his essence, and you cannot fail. The kingdom comes in you, and in your life you are a king. You are God's child. You are God's child and nestle in his hand. You are his agent on the earth. Pour out your love and let the ego go. Wisdom is beyond the flesh. It is not in us to know. Be the benediction, the blessing. Let the world shine where you have walked. Feeling the Spirit sees you in the quick, you will need no special wings beneath your feet, no map of where to go. Live, breathe, bless, blend, forgive, fulfill, and burst forth like a candle flame into the air. Warm, alive, and light. Blessings, God's child. Go on out into the night. You as you are. You sing on, even if the voice is quiet. If it is within, it is heard. You are known, sensed, experienced, a small wind rippling the larger lake. You, tiny, are immense. Your breath alters the mist. The pebble under your foot adds to the universe of dust, whirling to meet cosmic need. You who have come from the before are here in the now, not by accident. You who will leave for the beyond are unknown to the earth, alive, vibrant, needed, wanted, to lend your beauty, give your insight, bring your healing. Open fisted fingers into the strong softnesses of love without condemning, with your own patient being. You as you are, sing on, even though the voice is quiet. God in you blesses all. Aurora. No one is an amoeba, locked in a one-celled life, a speck of dirt on the lens of the universe. No. By the hand of God, a person is a many-faceted being, a jewel whose cuts and angles splendor the light, whose colors are the spectrum. No human is one thing, but is of the total range. In us, all life dances. In us, all life breathes. No one is no thing, but all things. No one is zero, but God's splendor. No one is minus, for what we think we lack at this moment will come in a flood of abundance, and we will be fulfilled. No one is more than any other. No one is less. A person is a multiple miracle, an individual kaleidoscope of lively lights, reborn each minute in God's fresh aurora. Come, inheritors. Regal humans, us, born on earth to live thousandfold the one exalted life, born again and again by our own act of willingness, merging joyfully into the one will. For are we not all cousins of the same blood, all lambs of the one shepherd? None are to be sacrificed to the lusts of the other. All have divine value. All are to live nobly. None are to perish. Come, inheritors, into your own kingdom on earth. Each human royal, hard-working, loving, self-disciplined in the princely calling of servitude to God's cause. God is the one reality. God is the one reality. God is life. The joy in the life that God has given bursts one's mind. God's love sweeps away all myth. Human structures are illusions, thoughts circular, institutions time-bound, and with time crumble. Only God is real. Only God is permanent. Only God is life. God is. He breathes his breath, giving individual identity, a mirror of him for others. Keeping your mirror clean, his light reflects clearly, so that by knowing you, we are made whole, become more holy. For we who are born of the Spirit are the Spirit, and we who hear his call answer to it. There is no kiss like the matchless kiss of God, and no life that is not a joyous love affair with him. God is the one reality, the only discipline. In him we are. Total Cathedral. Who is there greater than God, the maker of all matter, the giver of life to all living? Is any part ever more than the whole? Magnificent manifestations of God are fractions of his allness. His messengers, saints, prophets, thundering evidence, give glimpses of the vastnesses of his truth. There is no end to his word or his universe, only the beginning of his offering to man. For he flows in torrents of love and change, revealing himself in the laws of reality. God is beyond our mind and machinations, beyond man-made devils, notions, potions. God cannot be trapped in myth or magic, nor understood by human logic. God is the house of life, the total cathedral at which human intellect can only marvel. No more resist. Two thousand years, and still the crown of thorns presses into his head. His sad eyes look on us, unbelieving at our persisting unbelief. We, using his name, pierce his side. We, following his path, mock him, nailing him endlessly to the cross, denying ourselves as we deny him. He who gave his life that we may live, still we turn on him, cursing his roots, hurting his family, the family of man. Blind humans, us, when will love seize us? Clear our eyes, hold back our hand. When will we free him, free ourselves? This man loves, let no doubt confuse us. This man lives, is, waits, calls us now to humanness. Who identifies with him that in his agony, the agony of man, the brambles and blood be not in vain? 2,000 years. But now, no more resist the oneness of the Spirit. The Jew Jesus waits, love outpouring, for the human race to claim its Christ. For who are we? Enough of hate. The world has had its fill of basic dishonesty, of blood vengeance. We have bowed down to dogmas, decimated truth to please human masters, have been used cruelly, and have cruelly used. Denied identity, trampled on blessings given, made little children to suffer, women to grieve. No more enslavement by our evil spirit. Blind faith is like blind blame, evokes heresy because it is heresy. True faith is true love and bears no yoke, only that from God. Each soul a sword drawn that no human suffer wantonly, nor be less than God given. Each one priceless in his image, divinely made, fulfilled divinely. Enough of hate, for who are we to be thieves of our own joy? Love God with wild abandon. Love God with wild abandon. Fling self-pity to the winds. Embrace destiny with joy. Praise for music and dance our prayer. Love for all persons are of God. Forgive for all are human in his sight. Plan, for life must not drift. Work, for work is salvation. Do good, and there will be less evil. Honor body and mind, for they are one. Let the limit of being rest in the spirit. No need to bear the burden of the universe. In the name of the Creator, be a creator. In the name of the Lord, be his child. Child of Earth. Child of Earth, love God with rock-like faith, with awesome, total, infinite giving of self. Life's love affair is a love affair with him. You who are born of him and will return to him, know your source and find your path. Taste of him, drink of him, breathe of him. Lose yourself in him. Immerse yourself in his vastnesses, and you will fulfill and be fulfilled. You will be saved and will save. You will be his instrument and his messenger. You will be his and will exceed yourself beyond all boundaries. For the glories of your genius are his mirror. So human, child, so rich in God, so full of God, climb out of the cradle of the night into adulthood and the light. In this great forgiving, forgive, human creature, as forgives the Father. Forgive your fellows, self, friend, cousin, brother. Forgive all ever done. Forgive all never done. Forgive all sin, transgression, thoughtlessness, or pain. All you have coveted, lost, loved, or sought. Forgive all cruelty and bless all men. Knowing no suffering is lived in vain, embrace the world, for it is yours to love. In this great forgiving is God's greatest gift, life living. Forgive. The self cries out, "Am I forgiven?" Forgive, human being, forgive. For we are all in error, all frail, lost, limited. Even when the heart is honest, the hand kind, even with God's impulse in the mind, we fail. We fail ourselves and one another. Even with vast love and strong intention, fate's intervention can bring us to our knees. It is not always slated that we please. We cannot always claim a star. Our failures are our blessings. Our hurts will find their healing balms if we give each other alms. In order that we all may live, forgive, human being, forgive. God is no fearful giant. God is no fearful giant in the sky, nor are you, Jack, on the beanstalk, wavering and quavering on a tipsy vine. thinking you'll beat him in some comic duel of words or incantation, deal or threat is cosmic silliness. Climb down from fanciful uncertainties. Face God in yourself. You are your own giant. Fill your boots with the divine force. Find within yourself the source. Life's too vast for explaining or complaining. Worms do not interpret scripture for all their toil. They work and keep still, and that done, enrich the soil. House of Life. God, timeless tower of all strength, no one speaks with your mighty lips. No one stands in your awesome shoes. No one is empowered with your authority. The before and the hereafter are your mystery. All gifts are from you, all pacts with you. Almighty Parent, hold us close. We know there's no living without you. We sense in our limited wisdom that hatred is insult to the spirit, that bigots cast themselves out of the realms of joy into their own consuming fires. God, calling to us in this fateful hour, taking us each one into ever-loving arms, lead us into your shining house of life. Communion. Come, celebrate the festival of our lives. Fiesta of living, beauty spilled at our feet, joy splashed on our being. Come, celebrate the feast of commitment, dance of participation, singing of communion, foot on the path. Come, sample the flesh of holiness, blood of love. Repatriate the self in the arms of God. In these holy hours. In these holy hours, are we not his anointed, his children, his loves, his special persons? Transmitters of his seed, purveyors of his thoughts, continuators of his human race. Now we must face ourselves, our pure calling, our main purpose, and all the exaltation and excitement of aliveness. In these holy hours, in this holy cause, bringing together hating tribes of earth into loving oneness. In these holy hours, kingdom prophesied, kingdom come. Until we trust. Believing is only beginning. Until we trust. The word God and the word of God are meaningless, empty mouthings, unless the soul quivers in the nearness, is of the isness, in affirmation beyond word or words. Believing is only beginning until we trust. What counts is our spiritual nakedness, our intense vulnerability in the power of the presence. Mind-blowing love that takes no contradiction. Blessed release of fear. The words come only as close as we come, as close as we are. Believing is only beginning until we trust. So you are beyond God. So you are beyond God, a human immune to the longings of the other side of the self. If you have total perception, can encompass all experience in your own entity, be utterly island, even in currents beyond control, then you are indeed splendid. You are aware enough to be sickened by wrongs done in the name of right. So choose some mid-ground where brain offers a small cup to the parched spirit, some small sip of other wine. You who believe you are beyond God are seeking to be beyond man. Intelligent being, put it all together now that you have broken it down so neatly. Discover Him. And so the Lord God comes down. And so the Lord God comes down from behind His islands of the planets, flooding our beings with words, till eyes weep with tears, the awe of it, the clarity of it, a clear arc across the skies of our limited understanding. The pen writes while the heart fills with ineffable love, peace, and purpose. The Lord God of the universe in every bit of flesh, drift of mind. And so the Lord God comes down, savage cells stilled at last, in clear vision of our godliness. Hidden Code. O God, we live in your shadow, spilling love freely from the bottomless cup of thanksgiving. The life given us, empty but for you, brims over. We ask little, have all. Offer a few grains and are given golden loaves. Share and are blessed beyond contribution. How do miracles occur in this age of practicality? Romanticism is out of date. Alchemy, unscientific. Dogma, unfeeling. But love, the breath of the living God, links strangers, warms chill, makes clear one denominator. So, friend, thank Him as we give. His love, the hidden code by which to live. In the palm of your hand, in the palm of your hand, O Lord, in the palm of your hand, you hold us. In your calm, we quiet. In your love, we heal. No more a stranger to your touch. No more alone. Your benediction quells fear, dispels doubt, brings into clarity infinity. Hold us, O Lord, in the palm of your hand, the palm of your hand.
To read a collection of D.N. Sutton's poetry on the World Wide Web, visit the Soul Site at soulsite.com or write to Sherwood Spencer, the Soul Site Press, at Box 517, La Jolla, California, 92038.